I'm Craig Kenneth, a relationship coach and a psychotherapist. Every relationship is different and every breakup is different. Work with me and you'll get professional help on your situation. And if you're in no contact, focused on personal growth, my workbook series, The Knowledge, will help you make changes like you've never made before. Available now at AskCraig.net. Hi there, I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
I'm Coach Margaret.
And I'm Coach Victoria.
Today we're going to be talking about getting back together after a break.
Yes. Before we start, I did want to mention that all three of us are now available for coaching. So if you're interested in that, just go on the website. At the top, there are our names. Go ahead and click on them and schedule a coaching if you wish.
Very easy to do. Coach Victoria is on board now. Mm-hmm. And of course, Coach Margaret is here. And we'll give you lots of awesome insight.
That's right.
So, getting back together after a break, that's a challenge.
Yeah.
It can
very
be a
difficult.
Challenge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of different reasons people have a break to begin with. And so, trying to figure out and navigate a break is not easy to do. Because, you know, you're wondering, like, what is this person thinking? What are they feeling? Are they really serious about trying to repair this? Mm-hmm. How are we going to repair this?
Right.
It can be done, but you really want to think things through and be careful, because if you don't and you rush things, it's likely to fall apart again.
Exactly right, yeah. Oh my God, everything's okay now. We can go right back to where we were. In fact, we may not even need to discuss this, which is a very bad idea.
Yeah.
Because as Craig says, it will come up again fairly shortly.
Yeah, and the very act of bringing up a break can be hurtful on its own. Why do you want this break? Why do you want this time away from me? It can also seem like a personal rejection, which that in itself can take time to heal from. And so I can see how extremely anxiety-producing the concept of a break can be, and how every moment you will live in the uncertainty of, is my partner going to come back? Is this break going to be eternal or not?
Is this abandonment?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right, Margaret?
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't that what you think that...
Abandonment, absolutely.
That's the primal feel right
there.
That's
the primal feel right there. And if we think people are looking at it rationally, we're crazy. It's going to get a gut response. Oh, he doesn't want to be with me, or she mm-hmm. doesn't want to be with me.
Right.
And the healthier you are with your attachment issues, the more you can handle something like this with some grace and some dignity. If you find that you're begging, pleading, kicking, screaming, crying, you know, protest behaviors that you'd see in a
right.
baby
right.
or a child, you know, you have got to work on that. That's reflective of your self-esteem, your self-worth, your ability to handle things.
Yeah.
And it's going to make a big difference in reattracting somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So you always want to be aware of these things. And if somebody hasn't asked for a break, or you think they're gonna, do your best to handle it with grace and without trying to completely come undone, because that really does turn people off.
Right. You want to be able to have your partner feel free to be able to bring up whatever they are feeling in the moment. So if they are able to have an adult, mature conversation with you about the possibility of having a break, that in itself is really telling of the maturity of the relationship.
Yeah. You know, we talk about what causes a break, and we did a video recently on it, but we'll talk about it a little bit here, because it's important. You know, the reasons for the break obviously have a impact on whether or not it's likely to turn around.
Right.
Like, why does this person really want a break? What is the real reason? Are they telling you the real reason? Because a lot of times they won't. Mm-hmm. Is there somebody else in the background that they're interested in? Mm-hmm. A lot of times that's a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, they're feeling a stronger connection to somebody else for whatever reason.
Right.
Maybe the relationship hasn't gone well and you've been struggling with things. I mean, there's so many different reasons.
Right.
You know, is your partner going through something in their own life that they're dealing with? Maybe a death in the family?
Absolutely.
You know, that's a big one.
Huge.
You
right.
know,
yep.
that if somebody can get overwhelmed by losing somebody, like a parent or
yep.
caregiver, that's a big thing there. Sometimes your partner is reevaluating the situation. Long term, is it really going to work for them or what they're looking for in their life? And do they need the space and time to really reflect on that? Mm-hmm. Attachment styles are often a huge part of it. It's how we attach mm-hmm. is obviously a big part of what we need.
Right. And those with more avoidant attachment styles, once the relationship does get very intimate and very close, they may use the concept of a break in order to reestablish their autonomy in the relationship. So I could see that happening where partners get very, very close, it gets overwhelming, they don't want to completely leave you because they still care about you deeply, but they don't know what to do in order to get that space, mm-hmm. and they might get to the extent of asking for a break.
Yep. I had an avoidant recently talk to me about how they just felt so trapped.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they just had to do it because they just couldn't take that feeling of being trapped anymore.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Now, this next part is also very important. What are the terms of this break? Are you exclusive during this break, or were you allowed to see other people? It's important that this conversation takes place because the more ambiguous things are, the more room there is for both partners being hurt in the situation, one or both partners. And so you really want to see if you can make that clear. And if you're on the other side of this break and getting back together after this break, you want to think about what those terms were.
Yeah. And what are they now?
Right.
Like, how are we going to repair this? What is the parameters going to, how are they going to change now that we're spending time together again? Are we mm-hmm. spending the time together exclusively with other people? You have to be on the same page and you have to communicate about with it, even though it's scary.
Yeah.
Because you're afraid now this person's going to abandon me again.
Scary and uncomfortable. Because I can imagine for a lot of people, the notion of your partner being with somebody else, whether it be emotionally, physically, or otherwise, mm-hmm. can be disturbing even. And you might agree with your partner. You might compromise when you don't really mean to, just because you want to cater to your partner's needs and you're afraid of losing them.
Yep.
And then they go off and do the things that were agreed upon. And then you realize later, wait, I didn't actually feel good about that.
Yep. So, I do see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All of these things merit a conversation.
Yeah. So the more you can communicate it to at least have something established that's clear to both of you, the less likely you're going to have problems in trying to repair it in mm-hmm. the future mm-hmm. because you both knew what this break meant. And now that if we're trying to repair it, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm. If you have an anxious attachment style, and very many of us human beings do, the need for space may make no sense to us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay? So it's important to go back and look at avoidance often have been hurt by people they were really close to. So when they start to get really close, they get anxiety attacks and feel trapped and all sorts of things happen. And if you don't understand that, then you're going to be doubly upset about the break.
Yep.
You know, what do you mean space? What's that and why do you need it?
Mm-hmm. And I can also see the more anxious person in the dynamic also becoming resentful or very suspicious, mm-hmm. maybe hypervigilant mm-hmm. even during the break and even after the break. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's one of the major themes in the show Friends with Ross, where he's always saying, we were on a break.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's one of the major conflicts there. So I definitely think it's important. And you could also find yourself obsessing over the events that happened during the break. If they did see people, if they didn't, you might be asking for information. Was sharing of information agreed upon? Or was it a don't ask, don't tell type of a break?
Yeah.
So it's really important to make sure that these things are clear and to talk about these things.
Mm-hmm. And how much sharing is going to be healthy to repairing it versus oversharing.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that you have to think about is your own personal health. Obviously, if you're being intimate with other people or they're being intimate with other people, it's a risk.
Yeah, you have to think about that.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, some STDs are a lot more serious than others.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Even with the use of protection.
Yeah. Even with the use of protection.
Mm-hmm. So you really got to evaluate that and consider your own health and safety and maybe what your partner or your ex is doing at that time, too. You know, because a lot of times I think people will do shady behavior on a break.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I know Margaret is shocked.
I am.
She's never heard of anything like this before.
No, I haven't.
But that, you know, when somebody's you know, not being upfront with you, now you're putting yourself at risk. In fact, I heard this recently. I had mentioned to you guys just a little while ago about somebody, they were split up from their partner and now their partner got an STD. And so now they're having to deal with the implications of that and if they're going to be able to repair it. And and now it's made it a lot more complicated.
Right. Yep. And I could also see how partners afterwards might be hesitant to bring up the conversation of the break.
Sure, of course.
Let's say you do get back together after this break and you're not sure how to broach the topic. It's so important that you do, and it's so important that you do in a calm way.
Yeah.
Because I could see coming back after, if you come out with this anger and aggression and it explode on your partner, it won't end well and you won't learn and grow from the experience. But it is completely up to you. You might end up on the other side of this break and realize, you know what, maybe I didn't feel good about this. Either way, it deserves a conversation, even though it is scary, if you are going to have a healthy relationship following that.
Right. Communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
There'll be, you know, there could be a lot of hurt, which could lead to a lot of lashing out and
and
like wanting to hurt them back.
Right.
You know.
What do you mean you're not doing the dishes? You just demanded a break.
That wasn't what I had in mind. I see it a lot with like hooking up with somebody else and there's so much hurt there that they start saying really angry things, insults, derogatory terms, you know.
Sure.
Obviously, navigating a break isn't easy because it triggers a lot of abandonment issues and fears. It hurts us on a deep level and, you know, dealing with your own emotions and your partner dealing with their emotions, it can be just an overwhelming amount of things that just get messy and volatile.
Yep.
And so you gotta be careful and take things slow. It can be done. You can work through a break. You can have a healthy relationship again. But the more you act like an adult and communicate like an adult, the better off you're going to put yourself in that position.
Yep. And that's required of your partner as well.
That's
yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. To get through that, you both really need to be grown-ups.
Yeah.
All right. So let us know your experiences on a break. Share your comments and we'll take a look at them and see what you've had come up for you. And of course, if you want our help personally, you could go to my website, askcraig.net. I do email coaching and I do Skype. Of course, Margaret is available for Skype coaching.
Please sign up if you think I can be helpful.
And now Coach Victoria is available.
Yes, and I'm so excited to speak with you.
Just click on Victoria at the top of the website. But that's it for this video. I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
I'm Coach Margaret.
And I'm Coach Victoria.
And we will talk with you soon.
To get my help personally, go to AskCraig.net and click on Schedule Coaching and choose the option that works best for you. I do email coaching or Skype. To schedule a coaching with Margaret, click on Margaret on the top of the page and order a Skype with her. For the Knowledge Creative Healing course, click on the link at the top of the page and click Get Started Now.